What makes this rock opera different are the actors, about 40 of them. They're all plastic action figure dolls, and they're performing on a miniature stage. That's a 6-inch tall Jesus singing in the second act, right before he gets arrested. Mary, Judas, and the disciples are there too. But what makes this performance different is that there's one person singing all the songs from behind a curtain to the left of the stage. The same person also manipulates all the action figures.
What I do is I use these 6-inch characters, or dolls, or action figures rather, and my mom and I dress them up and we perform these musicals.
Enter, monsieur, lay down your load.
25-year-old David Worobek is the creator of Top Hat Toy Theater, a salon-style dinner theater that he and his mom host in their Victorian home in Portland. And Worobek is also the man behind the curtain. He memorizes every single part of his productions. So far, he's performed South Pacific, Oklahoma, Sweeney Todd, Little Shop of Horrors, Les Mis, and Jekyll and Hyde, among others.
Trying to control the lighting, the music, the characters, the curtains, the everything. It takes a lot of concentration. And before the show, I don't eat.
Worobek graduated from the Boston Conservatory with a focus on opera and classical music. He's performed with the Boston, Bel Canto Opera, Boston Conservatory, and at toy theater festivals. He's a baritone, but has a vocal range that he uses to sing over a backup music track, all combined with a full cast and elaborate set that his mom, Polly Plimpton, helps design.
One of our great discoveries was that what he uses is spotlights. They're actually little clip-on things that you would put on a hat if you were out camping. And we have dozens of those. When we discovered those, we were really excited because they are great for little spotlights. And you can see, you know, he really zeroes in right in on a character.
Father to the great, hypocrite, toady, and inebriate. Everybody bless the landlord.
Worobek's approach to characters has also come a long way from when he used his toy Star Wars and Disney figures. Although he still uses action figures that the audiences recognize, like Beetlejuice and Cruella de Vil for Les Mis, he now has thousands of characters that he buys on eBay. He says that if they have nice facial expressions and a lot of personality to them, he'll cast them in his shows. They get hair, costumes, and makeup, just like real actors.
Woo! Raise up the master's ass! Woo! Everybody raise a glass to the master of the house.
Trudy Cohen, a member of the New York City-based Great Works Small Theater Company, which puts on international toy theater festivals, says Worobek is reinventing an historic theater form.
Toy theater was a form of home entertainment in the 19th century. It was a kind of Victorian parlor entertainment where you could buy a kit that would be and assemble it at home, which would create a model of the live stage.
Cohen says toy theater declined as movies and TV became common, but that it's been rediscovered in the past 10 years. Already, Mayo Street Arts, a nonprofit arts organization in Portland, is hoping to book some of Worobek's shows, which, by the way, are not intended for children. Pete Ferris of Portland has seen two of Worobek's musical productions and says he can't help but be drawn into the world of toy theater, even, he says, empathizing with toy characters that Worobek brings to life on stage.
He sings the entire thing, all the parts. That tends to be the most incredible part of this whole thing.
Doing theater this way, says Worobek, gives him a chance to perform characters he normally wouldn't be cast in.
What I loved about intimate theaters is the closeness you get with the action of the characters. And I've had people say that they get lost in the stories and forget that it's all miniature actors or action figures, and it's all me.
An intimate setting it is, since only 23 people fit into the dining and living room at a time. So far, the guest list has been all word of mouth, and you have to RSVP by email. The performance includes dinner before the show and dessert at intermission for $20.
Master of the house, doling out the charm. Ready
for MPBN News, I'm Caroline Losnick.
Tells a saucy tale, makes a little stir. Customers appreciate a bon vivant.